Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hello there, my name is Andrew WK, and it's my great privilege to have this opportunity to be a guest DJ. That's right, I've selected a series of songs that mean a great deal to me for a variety of reasons, and I'm excited to share them with you. I hope that your day is going well, and I hope that this beautiful little playlist increases the beauty in your beautiful day. The first song that I've selected is a song by Laurie Anderson. Now, she is probably best known for this song. This was a breakthrough song, not just for her, but I'd say for music in general. And not just because of the unique recording, the unique sound, the unique production style, but also just the fact that a song like this could wind up on the radio, could wind up as a top global hit. I believe this may even have been a top 10, if not a number one hit in England, at least. But it also made its way onto the radio in the United States of America, where I heard it. I must have been no older than 7 years old, maybe 6 years old. This was the first time I was ever so captivated by a song that I sat by the radio with a tape recorder waiting for this song to come on the air so that I could record it and listen back to it. The song is Oh Superman.
Oh Superman. Oh John.
This is the hand.
Is there American planes? Made in America. Smoking or non-smoking? And the voice said, neither snow nor rain, nor blue light shall stay these hungry years from the swift completion of their appointed round.
Lori Anderson with Oh Superman off her Big Science album. And what an incredible piece of music. You know, it makes me think of those pizza dreams. You ever get those pizza dreams where you eat too much pizza late at night? If there is such a thing, it keeps you up. And a great use of a sample there, that voice uttering some sort of non-word-based sound, huh? And then looped, I always imagined it was on a Casio SK1 keyboard, although she may have been using something more advanced than that, but you could always replicate that. And that was a fun keyboard that was very accessible, very affordable, almost like a toy keyboard, but quite powerful. And I had fun trying to replicate that song myself. My name is Andrew W.K., and I am your guest host and guest DJ here. This is my KUTX, and I'm sharing some songs that I like a lot. The next piece of music I've selected for you is a track by George Winston. Now, he is a pianist. He is an instrumental composer. I believe this album is called December, released on the Windham Hill label. And this track, I believe, is the first song off that album called Thanksgiving. And boy, does it really sum up that holiday, at least for me. Now, Thanksgiving is thought of as a cozy time. It's thought of as a family time. It's thought of as a holiday time, and with that, a happy time for most people. But there's something rather melancholy and desolate about this piece of music, which I think covers a side of that time of year, deep into autumn, fall, and early winter, that it's hard to sum up in words. That's why music does all of that for us. This is Thanksgiving by George Winston. Thank you. That was the sound of Thanksgiving by George Winston off his December album on Windham Hill, and it features a very desolate cover of, I believe, birchwood trees camped out alongside of a tundra of some sort. Winter is my favorite season. My name is Andrew W.K. I like fall and I like winter because of that melancholy, because of that desolation, that emptiness, that hollowness. I think evening and twilight, that is fall. That is Thanksgiving. I think nighttime is winter, like December. And I think spring is the very early morning, which is my least favorite time. And then midday, which I also don't care for very much, is like summer. And I've never been a big spring and summer fan. So that's why I like Thanksgiving in December, the album by George Winston. Beautiful instrumental piano music there. And as a amateur pianist myself, I admire his stoic commitment to no vocals, no lyrics. Keeping the piano thing going, we're going to go into a song by Jerry Lee Lewis. Of course, this is not one of his deeper cuts. We're just going to go straight to the top with Great Balls of Fire. I remember hearing this song very early on, around probably age 5. And I kept asking my mom, "Mom, what's that song about fireballs? What's that song about fireballs?" And she actually was able to piece together that I was talking about Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love all I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a sugar. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. That you're mine, that you're mine. I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Drive crazy. Goodness gracious, just great balls of fire.
The great Jerry Lee Lewis, last man standing. Still alive, still kicking. I got to see him perform that song not so long ago. And I swear, if you closed your eyes as I did, his voice sounded absolutely identical to how he sounded there. Actually, even better. The same voice with just that much practice, that much expertise, that much life experience enrobed around this incredible voice. And he really is an incredible singer, which you can tell from his rock music, but really comes through from his country ballads and slightly more expansive songs. Now, hearing that music really showed me as a young piano player that piano could be a rock instrument. Now, the foundations of rock and roll certainly are built around piano, but over the years, guitar really took over and dominated, and I had a lot of friends growing up who made fun of me for playing piano and said you could never rock out on a keyboard or piano. And I said, well, what about this, Little Richard? Keep a knockin'.
Keep a knockin', but you can't come in. Keep a knockin', but you can't come in. Keep a knockin', but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Woo! Come out tomorrow night and try to get away.
That's Little Richard, Keep a Knockin'. Piano just chugging away there. It's percussive, it's melodic, and it provides that, not just the ding 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 ding, it's the dee 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 dee. Just energizes me. Just the very thought of Little Richard, the photo, my just letting my imagination picture his face, thrills me to no end and energizes me. So I am humbly trying to continue the piano as a driving force in high energy rock and roll music. My name is Andrew WK, and I am sharing with you some songs that mean a lot to me and have meant a lot to me for, wow, going back over 30 years on some of these. We're going now to a slightly more contemporary track by a group called Chic. Sometimes mispronounced as Chick, but they are considered a disco group. However, I would like to say that they are one of the most rocking disco groups to ever come out of that scene. Just when people thought that disco was dying down, Chic came around from New York City and reinvigorated the entire movement, and actually catapulting it to a higher level than ever before. And at the same time, creating the bedrock tracks that would then be sampled and looped and turned into the early foundations of hip-hop, of course. But we're going to hear a song of theirs that's slightly less known than a song like Good Times. This is a song called Everybody Dance. We'll be right back.
our favorite tune. The good times, always in too soon. Everybody's dancing. Let your feet have some fun. Come on, everybody, get on your feet.
I'm dancing. That was Chic, and that's the single version of that song, which still comes in over 4 minutes, but I highly recommend it, and I highly recommend seeking out the full-length version so you can really hear the layers. My name is Andrew WK, and just in case you're wondering what is going on right now, KUTX gave me the keys to the studio. Now, initially, I was going to sell those keys to the highest bidder and let some folks move in here and inhabit this beautiful space, but then I thought, no, that would be rude. I should just host a show of some of my favorite songs and then give the keys back after I'm done. So we are about halfway through. And the next song is, again, a keyboard-driven song, electronic keyboards. This is a German group called Cluster. And this song is the first song off a album called Zuckerzett, an album that features, I think, entirely instrumental music that is extremely captivating, very unique. All at once, it's celebratory, slightly scary, very eerie, but very appealing. And this first track really sums up just about all those things, as the city does. It's called Hollywood. shuffling, it's sliding, it's slithering to and fro, this way, that way, and back again. That song is called Hollywood. Now, it's not a song. I should stop saying that. A song features lyrics and a singer. That was a track. That was a piece of music, composition, by the group Cluster. My name is Andrew W.K., and I am hosting this selection of tracks that I have picked myself, hand-sourced. It's a bespoke radio program, tailor-made to my specifications in the humble hopes that it pleases you, or at least doesn't cause you to change the channel. But if it does, the show shall continue, and you just won't get to hear it, and you'll miss out on the wonderful songs we're playing, such as The Yard Went On Forever by Richard Harris. Oh, I should say sung by Richard Harris, because really this is by Jimmy Webb. Now, where to even begin with Jimmy Webb? Perhaps best known for songs like Up, Up, and Away, In My Beautiful Balloon, and also another song by Richard Harris, MacArthur Park, which is one of the first songs, if not the first song, to break the 3-minute mark on AM radio. After the success, the smashing breakthrough, unpredicted success of MacArthur Park, Richard Harris and Jimmy Webb made another album called The Yard Went On Forever, which I think is even better than Tramp Shining, which is the album that featured MacArthur Park. Really outdid themselves on this collaboration. And this song, if I was to try to describe what they're expressing here, I didn't hear this song until I was much older. So this is not a childhood song for me. This is not an early foundation song. However, the feeling that this song sums up and crystallizes is the feeling of childhood, that the yard went on forever. If you ever had a big yard or even a relatively small yard to play in, the glory of the times playing in that yard made that space seem almost infinite. It seemed as though it went on forever. And if you listen to the lyrics here, Jimmy Webb wrote this. There's no way he was older than, I don't know, 25 years old. He could have been well younger than that. The genius is staggering and almost humiliating in the best way. So just enjoy this very unique piece of music by Jimmy Webb, sung by the amazing late actor Richard Harris. The Yard Went On Forever.
Thank you. There were houses, there were hoses, there were sprinklers on the lawn. There was an ironing board, and she would stand, made her understanding, and asked the children what they'd done at school that day. And the yard went on forever. There were blouses with print roses, checkered shirts and white Levi's. There was a frying pan, and she would cook their dreams while they were dreaming. And later she would send them out to play. And the yard went on forever.
Richard Harris singing Jimmy Webb's The Yard Went On Forever from the album of the same name, which they recorded together as a follow-up to the smash success of A Tramp Shining, the album that featured MacArthur Park. And again, that song, just the lyrics there that those women are singing, is everybody safe? Does everybody have a place to hide? Is everybody warm inside? I believe these are the concerns of a child, the compassion and empathy that a child has for the world at large. The lyrics, it's a masterwork. It's just staggering. I don't even know how you would make a piece of music like that. It's a vision. It seems probably like it descended or ascended into Jimmy Webb as a young man, and he expressed it so beautifully and sung so well by Richard Harris. No one really sings like that. Some would say for better, I say for worse, because it's an extremely powerful vocal delivery. It's like calling your shot in baseball. Say, I'm going to sing in this style, and I'm actually going to pull it off. Keeping this vibe going a bit, we're going to go into a song by Bill Conti. Now, this, of course, is considered by many to just be the theme song from the Rocky movies, but it has a title called Gonna Fly Now. And talk about energy, talk about spirit. Soundtrack music has a certain atmosphere to it. It really does conjure up pictures in one's head, even if you don't have the movie playing there in front of you. As a young person, Once I discovered you could actually buy soundtrack albums, you could watch a movie and like the music that was playing in the background even more than the movie itself, and you could buy that album. And the power, the themes, the majesty, the triumph of this music just doesn't get much more powerful than this. My name is Andrew WK, and I'm sharing songs with you that mean a great deal to me here on KUTX. And this is Gonna Fly Now by Bill Conti. Bill Conti, Gonna Fly Now, also known as the Rocky movie theme song. And it conjures up the same feeling that the movie conjures up, but it does it all in one piece of music. And I don't think it's just the association with the Rocky movie and the arcs of those movies, the storylines. I think that song actually on its very own, regardless of the storyline, regardless of the association with the movie, I think on its own, conjures up a feeling of power, of overcoming weakness, of pushing forward, and just an incredible melody there towards the climax. The song has often been criticized for what was thought of as rather simplistic or even stodgy lyrics, but I think the lyrics are quite powerful in their simplicity, and it took some kind of discipline and restraint to allow them to be simple and direct in that way. My name is Andrew WK. You're listening to KUTX. And I hope you're enjoying these songs that I've selected. Again, this is a bespoke playlist that I've created here. If you're curious about the songs and want to dive in more detail, revisit this entire list, I encourage you to go to kutx.org. So I'm going to continue the soundtrack theme now and move on to John Williams, perhaps the most successful, most beloved, most highly esteemed soundtrack composer, also an incredibly accomplished conductor, a very regal and noble gentleman. I remember looking on the computer the other day, and there was a trending On Twitter, it was said John Williams was trending. And like many folks, I was immediately very frightened that he had died. But he is still with us as of the time of this broadcast. And thank goodness, his music will stay with us forever. And I've selected out of his very vast and ever-growing body of work, I've selected a very magical piece of music that I heard as a young child for the first time. I was deeply disturbed by the movie this song has come from, but in the best way. I think that Steven Spielberg, who has worked with John Williams so often, I think he wants his work to be disturbing for children. He specifically picks themes and works with emotionally charged concerns that afflict many young people and usually hang in the air as that person moves into adulthood. You never quite shake these feelings. So this is actually the end credits theme from E.T. the Extraterrestrial. This originally was not available on the soundtrack, but they reissued the soundtrack to E.T. and included all these other pieces of music. This, to me, is the best one because it sums up all the most powerful thematic statements that you hear throughout the rest of the pieces into one nice, dense crescendo, a grand finale. E.T., the end credits.
Thank you.
Some called him a sky bug, but I called him a wonderful friend. That was E.T., the extraterrestrial, the end credits, composed by John Williams. And what a special piece of music. So many melodic moments there. So much to hold on to. So much to walk away with. My name is Andrew W.K., and it has been a great privilege to sit with you and party on the radio here with some of my favorite songs, favorite pieces of music, recordings that have meant a great deal to me over all the years. And I should say that while they've been inspiring and motivating in a variety of ways, out of respect for most of my favorite things, I would never attempt to let them influence my work out of respect. Out of respect, how could I ever hope to make a song as powerful as that? So I leave that to the masters, and I just try to do what I can do in my own party-centric way. I'm going to leave you with one last song here by the artist Baby D. And as a disclaimer, I should say that I did produce this song. I'm not performing on it, but I did produce it. The artist Baby D, as in D-E-E, is an incredible pianist, harpist, accordionist, vocalist, and most of all, songwriter. Just mind-blowing. And here, again, keeping with this instrumental theme we've had going for the end of our program, this is a instrumental song, a bit of a soundtrack as well, but a soundtrack just to life itself. If you've enjoyed this, you can again find these songs at kutx.org and look at my full episode there. All the playlist is right there. Just look for My KUTX. This has been Andrew WK. Thank you for partying with me. And again, this is Baby D with her track, The Move.